producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix the skipping.
Good morning again. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I say good morning again because there are tens of thousands of people who have been listening and they're back again for more punishment, for more enjoyment. No, this is all about enjoyment. And if you think you have been enjoying the conversation so far, wait till you get Joy Brown involved in the conversation because we have a severe lack of womanly input on the program this week. Roberta's gone, Jennifer's gone. So here's Dr. Joy Brown to help us elevate the conversation.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Right. That's very nice. You're
welcome, yes. All right, so Rich McFadden at the controls of our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. The platform for Bill Cosby's accusers. This week there's going to be a special billed as a provocative special, giving many of the women their time to share their situational account with whatever misconduct they were involved in. Bill Cosby, the focus of this, giving quaaludes to a number of women. The Women Speak, produced by a company that focuses on women's issues. So anyway,
he didn't only give them quaaludes, he raped them.
Right,
he gave them quaaludes to rape them.
Right, exactly.
Right, he drugged them.
Yes,
so he could.
Right,
rape them.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens in a cathartic sense? Dr. Joy Brown, radio psychologist, great air personality. Her own radio program is on from noon to 3 Eastern time every day. DrJoy.com is a good way for you to find out how to reach her. So you've had plenty of conversations over the years about this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I wonder what good comes of something like this. Obviously, they're going to look for ratings, that kind of thing. That's why they're doing it. But what happens to the women who participate in this?
First of all, I think you used the appropriate word. It's not only that, first of all, rape is one of those crimes that in some ways feels equally shameful, perhaps sometimes more shameful to the victim than it does to the perpetrator.
Right.
That we know historically, and the laws really have changed, and society has changed, but historically, I mean, and Bill Cosby was kind of able to bring back, as did like Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, the old kind of way of looking at rape, which is she was asking for it, it was consensual.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of looking at the perpetrator, because rape is not about sex, it's about power. It's always about power.
Right. Yeah.
This is
even
this
if you have to drug
violent.
Somebody to get that power.
Well, but that is the power.
It's more much easier to do
your
that.
Power. But your power is your is with his celebrity, his ability. And these women didn't sort of voluntarily take a drug and say, "Hey, let's get high." He drugged them.
He tricked them.
And
right.
then his power was he could do anything he wanted to the rich. That they were essentially not essentially they were completely in his power.
So even though they were helpless, he still felt powerful.
That's why he felt powerful.
Much easier that way.
Well, and so that's the first series of assaults. Then when they starting to come forward, and some of these have been like 20 years ago, when they came forward, he badmouthed them. Mm. You know, that you don't know what they're talking about. It was consensual. She just gotten old. She just wants publicity. She's just looking for money. She just, you know, they're shaking me down. So, I mean, it was a series of assaults and where he used the power of his celebrity as
all
well.
Right. So now, you mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger's name in there. By the way, you've heard that Schwarzenegger is the new host of the Celebrity Apprentice.
What were they
there, right?
thinking?
I think they're looking for an audience, and I think they're going to get an audience him there.
For 4 days,
Like him. You have your own stories about Arnold and his whole shtick. How is it that, I guess in this sense, Arnold seems to have kept his reputation, I put that term in quotation mark, and continues to perform, isn't an outcast, and yet Cosby is. I don't know that Arnold is accused of using drugs.
We didn't use drugs.
Yeah.
And he didn't rape anybody. He sexually harassed them.
Yeah.
And the reason that I feel so strongly about that, exactly as you say, that I was sort of peripherally involved twice. First of all, when I interviewed him, and he is, and to a certain extent, that Arnold, I think, is a less venal. There are less women involved.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very sexual man, but
right.
But my problem with Arnold was not that he made passes at people, because I think, well, it's
he made
tacky.
A pass at you.
Yeah, but I mean, he had really no power over me, even though he thought he did.
Mm-hmm.
But the women that he harassed, he could fire them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they came out and said he did this, he did the same thing. He badmouthed them that they were only looking for power. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the same thing happened to me, because when these women came out, I said, I know this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And some very famous people in our business came after me and said, you're just doing this for ratings. And I said, this does me no good. It, in fact, makes me look like a victim, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have a gig. This does me no... But it was really interesting that kind of splatter
right.
effect of
right.
any woman who says anything about a powerful man...
Consider
is
the source.
For,
yeah. I would consider the source, and I know who some of the sources are,
yeah.
so I would
yeah.
discount it. Now,
but I was shocked by that, because all I felt like I was doing was I'm standing
yeah.
up for these women who can't stand up for themselves, and while I didn't expect a medal, I didn't expect
All right, in a moment, we're going to meet one of
Arnold.
Whitey Bulger's confidants. You know the movie that's coming out, I think it's
Black
this
Mass.
Week. Isn't it this
yeah.
week it comes out?
Yep, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger. I'm connected not to him in any other way than I'm a Bostonian,
yeah.
And also live a bit not far from where he lived in Santa Monica. This is quite a story about a man who has obviously got now almost nine lives. And now I want to have us understand maybe a little more about him, because this fellow, Kevin Weeks, has written a novel that may somehow play into more notoriety or knowledge about Whitey Bulger. We'll get to him in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Got a craving you can't explain. Would you believe that you are what you crave? Well, it's true. What you crave says a lot about your deeply hidden personality. Here's the social science of it. Researchers found if you crave fantasy, then you probably want to escape reality. Run away from the usual malaise of the world. What about arousal and cheap thrills? No doubt you're into sports, maybe even caffeine, and you want to run away from your routine every day. World. And then there are those who crave relaxation. You want comfort food and TV, maybe even a little quiet and peace of mind.
Gimme. I need.
What's the cheap psychological trick? All cravings mean one thing. You want to escape from what you consider routine. Why not? As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, hey, knock yourself out. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bruising forward is the only player in NHL history with more than 600 goals and 2,000 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocket.
He's also the modern leader in Gordie Howe hat tricks, an unofficial stat for having a fight, an assist, and a goal in one game. So where is Brendan Shanahan now? Brendan is retired to the NHL's front office, where he's the league top enforcement official. He's responsible for doling out suspensions and fines for any sort of serious rough stuff. And he knows all about that.
And now Shanahan crash here on the center of the garden.
Remember, Brendan, half the game is mental. The other half is being mental. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are early birds or night owls more successful?
According to research, morning people are, because they tend to be more proactive.
Dr. Christopher Winter with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine offers these steps to change your internal clock. 1. Wake up early every day, including weekends.
2. Don't hit snooze.
3. Use light to trick your brain into thinking the sun is up.
4. Exercise.
5. Eat protein, which facilitates wakefulness. Skip carbs, which promote sleep.
6. Don't nap to fall asleep earlier at night.
Do this for 2 weeks to turn your inner night owl into a morning lark. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
As I said a minute ago, Kevin Weeks here with his longtime friend and confidant to Whitey Bulger, one of the most notorious characters. Kevin has come out with a novel entitled Hunted Down, the FBI Pursuit and Capture Whitey Bulger. What was, I guess, Kevin, your mother might have said, what were you thinking?
Well, not really. My father was actually proud of me that I was with Jim Bulger at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think my father kind of lived through me. I was doing things that probably he wished he could have done. He was from Brooklyn, New York.
What were you doing? What kind of things were you doing?
Well, you know, committing crimes, the respect people showed you, you know, the money I was making. And I had two brothers that went to Harvard and graduated, and my father was more part of me than he was of my two brothers.
So what did you do? You went to jail for how long?
6 years.
Because of what?
I pled out to a 29-count indictment, including 5 murders.
So you killed 5 people and you got 6 years?
I was involved in the racketeering, yes.
And were you working with Bulger at the time you were involved in these murders?
Oh, yeah. I started with him when I was 18 years old, right up until I was captured. I was arrested in 99. He went on the run in December of 94. I was with him probably 7 days a week, 6 to 7 days a week.
Did you ever visit him when he went to Santa Monica?
No, when he first took off, I visited him in New York and then out in Chicago.
So in this book and in the movie, what are we going to learn about Whitey Bulger?
Well, it's kind of a look into his psyche, how he would react to different situations. There's some situations, there are things that happened that we put in the book. We just changed the circumstances and, you know, fictionalized it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just the man and his reaction to different circumstances.
People are going to be angry with you, Kevin Weeks, because you're making money and you were a criminal and you're responsible for lots of harm.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, I became a criminal to make money, so I accept that. You know, I did cause a lot of harm to people and stuff. And at the time when I was doing these things, you don't realize how it affects people.
You ever scared? Were you ever scared doing any of these things, or were you scared of him?
Scared of, no. I wasn't scared of Jim Bulger at all. Stevie Fummy worried me a little bit, because you never knew what Stevie was going to think. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a loose cannon.
Kevin, you know, we in this society, like your dad, I think there are an awful lot of people who idolize gangsters. Do you still idolize gangsters?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I used to look up to them. And
well, they had a lot of power.
Right, and just the way people deferred to them, how they, you know, how they treated them. And
would you want your kid to grow up and be a gangster?
Oh, definitely not. I actually moved out of the city when my first son was born, so we wouldn't be around this. I mean, gangsters prey on gangsters. You know, criminals, they kill criminals. They rob each other.
Well, they also kill civilians, though.
They do, but primarily they kill other criminals.
Which makes me wonder, do you always look over your shoulder? Or are you in hiding? Are you worried that somebody could sneak up on you one day and boom, it's done?
Well, anybody can be had. I mean, that's not a question. But no, I'm not worried about it. I moved right back to South Boston.
I didn't write a book about Whitey Bulger. So that's why I'm asking. Does that worry you, coming out with this information?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't. I won't be able to see the movie until the 18th.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. My father was an orphan and grew up in Southie and was older than Whitey Bulger, but knew the Bulger family. I mean, you got the whole... this is a story. We could go on with this story. This conversation could go on for an hour. Kevin, I don't know whether I wish you good luck or not with the book, but it's interesting to hear your story. Thanks for being here. Kevin Weeks, the new Whitey Bulger book here on Good Day.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Goodbye, those roses. May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country. You whispered to those in pain, now you belong to heaven, and the stars spell out your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
If you don't remember the circumstance and personification of this tune, Elton John, 1997, at the funeral of Princess Diana, this is the version, this is the recording from the event. Candle in the Wind, 1997, sold 600,000 copies the first day. It was in the stores in England. And then there were countless other millions. This is the most popular recording ever issued. This is the most popular recording ever. More copies of this version of Candles in the Wind sold than anything else that's ever been produced for recording and replay. And it just, you know, we all know what the impact of the event was. Number one for most of September and October in our country as well. Candle in the Wind. At 25 past the hour, who doesn't remember where they were or what was going on in their lives when that took place? All right, let's move to something that's a little more pleasant in terms of the summer, which people think is over. I'm not giving into that. But I was interested to see what worked on the radio over the summertime. You may have heard the conversation about how talk radio, news talk radio, coming back, the political season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But are you interested to know what the top three songs this past summer were? They were in order. Let's go from number three to number one, Richie. Can we do that?
Yep.
You're doing it the other way around. Yeah. These three songs were the most played records on the radio from June through first of June, July, August, summer songs, number three, most popular tune on the radio this summer in all formats. This is the way the study was done, studying what songs were played.
2015.
This past summer, Eurythmics and Sweet Dreams Are Made of This came in at number three. That is in popularity, not sales, but listenership on stations that format what they call adult hits, music of the 80s, 90s. That's where this came from. So number three was Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Number two, Naked Eyes. Always something there to remind me. Second most played song on the radio this past summer. Surprise? I'm sort of surprised, actually. But they're good upbeat songs. They were popular.
I need a little help.
How?
Are you saying that these three songs are the most popular songs played on music radio this summer?
That's what I'm saying.
Radio.
Yes.
Get out.
From the stations that were the most popular.
So not this Britney was Spear or Ariana Grande.
In the playlists of the stations that did the most in terms of listenership, these were the songs that made it.
Yeah, because those are adult contemporary. And,
right.
You know,
like Journey, music. Don't Stop Believing, most played song on the radio this past summer. And from the stations that were the most popular.
Oh, no, it's more shocking. That these were those,
you know why? Because we're the boomers. It's we boomers.
I am still relevant.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're not. The music is, Rich.
Yeah,
you're not.
After a good day.
Let that go.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoBite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm with Dr. Joy Brown here on the radio. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. So, Kenny, other than politics, we got tons of comments. Facebook.com/Twitter. Hello, no. Facebook.com.
I want to see whether Twitter has a Facebook page, though. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah,
and whether Twitter has a Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Oh, good luck.
So what do we have, Kenny, that's really charging everybody up, aside from Donald Trump and those issues that are political?
A bunch of comments about Michael Vick after we talked about him yesterday.
All right, so let's go back. Joy, you were part of that conversation.
Yep, I was.
And it was heated in that there are some thoughts that come from the person who's closest to me about Michael Vick, and they were pretty poignant. I started talking about him and thought that he needed a little more punishment. The boys didn't agree with me. He'd paid his debt to society. And so what were some of the comments on which side of the issue did some of our listeners come down on, Kenny?
On both sides. Jesse says, I think it's been 10 years or so and people need to let it go. He went to jail, didn't try to get out of it, and we're not supposed to judge a person on their past.
I think we can judge a person on their past, but I also think we can forgive them for it.
Uh-huh. There are some who will not forgive him for it.
Right.
And therein lies the difference.
And what the debate between us is we don't know where his heart is now. Is he a changed person, or is he just playing it so that he can benefit from a football career and any kind of, I mean, he's got a shoe deal.
I don't think we try to read other people's heads or hearts, but I think we can judge their behavior. And it would seem to me, my concern is that I don't think he's really done anything to sort of say, okay, I mistreated animals, now I'm going to go and sort of devote some time.
Well, that's what brought all this up, is Doug wants to do a dog sanctuary. And
yeah, no,
and
I know. I said grab him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and I was
see if he puts both his money and his
I was
time.
Told by my partner, no way. So, at the end of that conversation.
Well, there's that.
There is that, right, exactly. All right, what else, Kenny?
You know, where's the pants in that family?
Yeah.
Catherine says, I will never support somebody that did what he did to all of those dogs, no matter how long ago it happened.
Yeah.
See, that's where I'm kind of...
Right, and that's the thing, is that there's some people...
Trying to get over that.
And you're just not going to change their mind because it was so horrible. And it is so horrible what he did.
Yeah,
it is horrible.
Yeah. All right, what else, Kenny? Anything else on that that's different? Or we got both sides repped to there?
Anthony says, I don't like him, but he paid his debt. It's not like he cheated, got caught, and then got away with it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's probably an allusion to some other people.
I think that may be, yeah. All right. The focus on the European Union and what to do with all of these migrants. The borders are porous. The business about free movement among the nations of the European Union has these people choking on the reality of these tens of thousands of people that are pouring up from Syria and other places in the Middle East. But most of them are Syrians. Most of them are trying to get into, they want to get up to England or France, but they're having a hard time. Germany is taking some refugees. We're going to take some here. But the whole business of the European Union and what it was all about as it was formed, it wasn't for this. And yet this is how it's being sort of manipulated in a way, because the people who are traveling, some of them, especially the ones that are arranging passage, are very sophisticated. They know how to get into these countries, the same as they know how to get into this country and take advantage of the opportunities that are here that have been provided for legitimate purposes, for legitimate residents of our country. And now the same thing is happening. You know, we worried about Greece going broke. These countries can all go broke taking care of all these people. I don't think we have any idea how large a group of people we're talking about here. And so far, the Scandinavians have said no to any of them. Switzerland says, no, we're not taking any of them. So that leaves it to Germany, France, England, lesser extent Italy, because the Italians don't really want them either, and the Spanish, and Portuguese. Spanish, very socialized country, socialistic country, and so they'll take a lot. The Germans don't want too many, and they're being very careful about who comes in. The French seem confused, and the English, they want not a lot to do with this because they have their own problem with the continuing focus like we have here on who's already there illegally. We have, 11 million here. There are 2 or 3 million illegals in Britain, and they're better because the country's smaller at sort of capturing or dealing with the realities. But the place is a mess, a madhouse, seething with people who are upset, have no money, they have no place to go, and yet if they stayed where they were, they face certain death. So all of these countries, here's my read on it, all these countries in Europe are basically reaping the reward of them doing nothing when ISIS first became a problem. That's what this is. This is a direct result, a direct hit, if you will, because they've all, and they still do it. They're all just laying back.
So now what happens? Now who goes and fixes what's going on there so that these people don't have to stay?
We certainly aren't doing it.
Nobody's doing it.
No.
Well, Russia's doing it.
Well, Russia's down in there with tanks.
Right.
Moving tanks in there
Russia's
this week.
And they're saying, oh, come on, let's go clean this stuff up.
What they're doing.
They're going to give it back to
is,
the bad guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're there to support Al-Assad, whatever the hell his name is. And so There's nothing good going to come out of that.
No, I say we let Russia roll.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to clean up ISIS? We can deal with Russia. Russia's easy. We can cut off their money stream. We can work with them on a more diplomatic way. Somebody has to get boots on the ground to clean up ISIS.
Well,
and if Russia wants to be the one to throw the boots on the ground, have at it, brother.
You were talking about the mess in South America. Was it you or my son that I was talking to about what a mess? Maybe it was Brendan. Because he was going to work on a film in Brazil, and they have stopped the production. Apparently, Brazil is a real mess. And the Olympics are coming in the next year. They don't know what to do. The crime in Rio is out of control.
Oh, yeah.
And so basically now, what Brendan said is that the producers feel like they need to go to Colombia because it's the safest country. And I thought, how oxymoronic.
Mm-hmm.
That Colombia now is safer than Venezuela, safer than Brazil.
Oh, Venezuela's always been a mess.
There's a movie coming out called Sicario, which says exactly that the United States is backing Colombia because they're easier to deal with when it comes to drugs than Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
all
just,
right. So the reason that I bring it up now is because there are some who think if they can't handle all these people in Europe, why they ship them over to South America? I think shipping them is the problem. It's easier to move on the land and get up to these areas than it is. Look at how easily it is for the South and Central Americans coming to our country. So what happens
if
we ship them to South America and then they do the same thing the South Americans do? They come up here.
Before World War II, my wife is Italian.
Mm-hmm.
She was
Italian
born and
family.
Raised in Colombia.
Right.
But before the war, World War II, all the Europeans went to South America. So, I mean, South America is no stranger to taking the refugees from war-torn countries.
No, look at all the Jews that went to
Brazil.
Argentina.
One of my wife's best friends is an Argentinian, and she's Jewish.
Yeah. Well, it was very interesting because not only did a lot of the displaced Jews go to Argentina, a lot of the Nazis after World War II to escape.
Yeah.
They went to hide in Argentina. Who is agreeing to limit the use of sonar and why in a moment as we continue to explore the world. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Joy and Richie and Kenny. Here's some great news for those of you who have been working to make yourself look better. There are people every day that are calling 800-543-9262 and ordering Genucel because they've heard from their neighbors, they've heard me talk about it, they've heard from people in their family who have tried Genucel and have had such fabulous success with it. What Genucel does, through the miracle of stem cell therapy, plant stem cell therapy, created this serum that you place under your eyes to get rid of the bags, the puffiness. It absorbs the water. The puffiness, the bags come from water collecting under your eyes. So this gets rid of it. Also great for modifying the lines around your eyes. Now, if that wasn't good enough, folks at Chamonix have developed a new product called a Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Joy, you got dark circles under your eyes?
I don't, actually, but thank you for asking.
Well,
I'm noticing not.
I haven't seen you for a while. Rich, you got any dark circles under your eyes? Yeah, you have dark circles.
A little puffiness, but no circles.
Kenny, how about you? It's usually because you don't get enough sleep. You're all right, really. All right, I've noticed I get a little darkness, so I'm going to try this Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. What it does is target the dark circles, and it isn't covering up. It's not makeup. It gets rid of them. That's why when you call 800-543-9262, ask for Genucel. You'll order the usual, I think it's a 3-month supply. They'll send you free the new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. So you take care of the bags, take care of the puffiness, take care of the lines, take care of the dark circles, all with one phone call. 800-543-9262. Much more convenient. Waiting in lines, paying exorbitant amounts of money at the cosmetic counter in the store. No, don't do that. Just call 800-543-9262. Why do you chuckle at that? Do you do that? Stand in the cosmetic line?
My daughter's trying to convert me to a whole lot of online buying. I have to have a relationship with something before I buy it.
Really?
I have to go visit it and talk to it and whatever.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, then
I'm doing more. But
yeah, a lot of people. try it. Well, in this case, you can try this. If it doesn't work, you send the money. You send it back, get your money back.
We love that part.
800-543-9262. Mention Doug Steffen, free express shipping. They'll give you the choice of three luxury gifts. Take my advice and ask for the creams that are used on the rest of your face. Esotique, it's called. That's a great, in terms of having these three together, Esotique, Genucel, and the Platinum Dark Circle Cream. You're really taking great care of your face. All right, check it all out. 800-543-9262.
They now with Ahmad Rashad.
This running back scored 7 point return touchdowns and rang up 14,000 all-purpose yards in his 10-year all-pro career, all at just 5'7".
Dave Meggs inside the 30, and the rookie takes it the distance with no flags on the field.
So where is Dave Meggs now? Dave became a punt return consultant with the Dallas Cowboys under his former coach, Bill Parcells. Since then, Dave has had several run-ins with the law. In 2010, he was convicted of burglary and sexual assault on a 20-year-old co-ed in South Carolina. The judge sentenced him to 30 years in prison.
Lose the tackle at 35, 40. He's at the 45, 50. He's at the 45. He's out of the sideline. He will score.
Dave Meggett, a true star of the 90s. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Causes updates you on animal rights, the environment, autism, gay rights, and more. But it has technical issues. Causes. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
She was a top seller at two companies, but quit both after men got the promotion she deserved.
While writing a book to help other women, she realized she was writing a business plan for herself.
With $5,000 in life savings, she bought the recipe for a skin softener, furnished a small storefront, and launched Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Mary Kay Ash gave women an opportunity to be in business for themselves, and she used incentives to reward high achievers, like the pink Cadillacs that have become a national symbol for her multi-billion dollar company.
How can you help others avoid pitfalls you've experienced? Your solution could lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cheating may be alive and well in our school system, and recently a mom emailed me that her daughter thought that another child in the class was cheating off her paper. She asked how to handle it. Here's the developmental science of it. First, the mom and daughter worked out a plan, and here's what they came up with. The child decided to tell her friend that she was uncomfortable with cheating. No accusations, just explain the discomfort. Then the daughter decided to make it clear to her friend that she would abide by the school's honor code and tell the teacher if he thought there was cheating for sure.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating, lying scum.
But the child decided on her own to cover her work and remove the temptation. What's the cheap psychological trick? Preemptive honesty is worth far more than a pound of teacher cure. Hey, check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here. Dr. Rich McFadden is here. Dr. Ken Kessler is here. Dr. Doug practicing without a license. So
all of you are practicing without a license.
The United States Navy settled a lawsuit with various environmental groups. We all know who most of them are. The groups had maintained and sued the Navy Department because they said that sonar devices that were being used on the ships harmed whales. And so they took their case to court. They did not get to finish or adjudicate it completely because the Navy decided to settle. So it's easy for them because they don't, it's not their money, it's my money, it's your money, it's our money. And now we've paid off the environmental groups and we promised not to use as much sonar. What kind of nonsense?
The Russians agreed to this deal too?
Yeah, right. Chinese. And the Chinese, everybody else who's right. got a ship. That's what that was my
pretty
point.
Sure not worried about the whales.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Boom, East Coast.
Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold fish oil supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
A couple of other snippets from Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
You got one more?
Don't, sir, me, young man. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
He's been in so many different types of movies as a provocative, thoughtful man, as a bad guy. I think he's the bad guy. Isn't he the bad guy in some movies coming out, Chucker?
Yeah, he is. I got to think what movie he's signed on to be a villain.
Is it a James Bond movie?
No, not a James Bond film.
There is, yeah. He's in some movie.
Is he in one of the Avenger movies?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I just know I read down the corner of my ear here someplace that he was the bad guy.
He's going to be
in the Bourne movie.
The Bourne sequel.
Ah, that's it, right.
Okay.
Yep. The Bourne sequel, which is being shot right now.
Right.
Okay. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news, movie moments. We start movie moments with movie music. Men in Black, Bill. Good, Doug. Will Smith. And that started something. Have there been three of those so far?
And I thought the last one was pretty good. You know, I thought it was a joke at first, but this is a true report that Sony Pictures is planning on combining the Men in Black characters with the 21 Jump Street characters in one movie.
What?
Well, that would actually work.
Why? How?
Because they are kind of the same style as Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith were.
Channing Tatum and that fat little guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
they're kind of that fun adventure cop buddy type thing. That works.
Really?
At first I thought it was ridiculous, but the more I thought about it, I was, you know what? That probably could work, and it'll make a ton of money if it's a good film.
All right, Chuck, you'll stand by for a moment, no doubt, with some movie news up your sleeve. That's next here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Cheating may be alive and well in our school system, and recently a mom emailed me that her daughter thought that another child in the class was cheating off her paper. She asked how to handle it. Here's the developmental science of it. First, the mom and daughter worked out a plan, and here's what they came up with. The child decided to tell her friend that she was uncomfortable with cheating. No accusations, just explain the discomfort. Then the daughter decided to make it clear to her friend that she would abide by the school's honor code and tell the teacher if she thought there was cheating for sure.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating, lying scum.
But the child decided on her own to cover her work and remove the temptation. What's the cheap psychological trick? Preemptive honesty is worth far more than a pound of teacher cure. Hey, check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Hi, Chugger. I'll leave it to you to thrill us with some interesting stories that we won't hear anywhere else about actors, actresses. Don't tell me you're going to lead with Arnold being the new face of Celebrity Apprentice.
No, but I sort of think that idea is cool. Good move for him. I like that. Some movie news of interest. Into the Woods and Chicago director Rob Marshall will direct a new live-action 21st century version of Mary Poppins for the Disney studio. The original film in 1968 with Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews won 5 Oscars. Should be an interesting project. He's a pretty good director. Other news, the newest James Bond movie, Spectre, according to reports, will be the longest James Bond movie ever, clocking in at 2 hours and 35 minutes. Pretty long James Bond film, but the last one was excellent. It's by the same director, Sam Mendes. So
did you see that Daniel Craig gave $50,000 to a political PAC, an action committee supporting Bernie Sanders?
No, I didn't see that.
And he's not even an American citizen.
Really?
It's really interesting to put the pieces together on that one. All right, so what else?
One other story. Sony Pictures reportedly developing a Evel Knievel biopic. Reportedly, Channing Tatum is attached to that. And Darren Aronofsky, a good director who directed the movie Black Swan with Natalie Portman, is in negotiations to direct. Evel Knievel always makes for a very interesting subject matter.
Yeah, and he'd be good at that. You know who else would be good at it is Armie Hammer. Those two parallel. And actually, they're friends in real life.
I think Doug Steffen should play the part of
Evel. I think I should. Too Richie. 59 after. Thanks, Chugger.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.